Jesus in a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house today.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Father, we thank you this morning. We acknowledge your presence. And Lord, the hour has come. Send your word with power. Send your word with anointing. In the name of Jesus, on this covenant day of vengeance, arise, O God, and let all the enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, said, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Father, show up this morning. Let there be showdown to the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary. No man will see me nor hear me, but everyone will see you. Everyone will hear you. Your name alone will be glorified. And your people shall be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise this morning. Help me welcome someone to church, left and right, turn to them and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. As you please be seated in his presence. I have dominion and I take dominion. Congratulations. Welcome to church this morning. Welcome to the presence of God. Today you will go home empowered. You are going back with the blessings of God. It's our covenant day. Your vengeance is also our special communion service on Sunday. I pray in the name of Jesus, by this double dose, today the enemy is in trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today you are going on with your testimonies. Someone joined 3 months ago is already sharing amazing testimonies. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, this week will be a week of testimonies for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And on this covenant day of vengeance, the Lord will show up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree in the name of Jesus, every enemy of your progress shall be destroyed. Now, someone might be wondering, why are we talking about vengeance? Why are we talking about death? Why are we talking about people? Yes, we are not talking about people. We are talking about the wicked. There is difference between the wicked and the people. Praise the Lord. Now, the wicked is someone who knows the right thing and yet insists on doing the wrong. The wicked is someone who knows what is expected from the world and insisted on doing the evil. So that's the wicked, and it is biblical to suffer them. It is biblical to kill the wicked. Now, look at it this way. Someone came to your house with gun, sophisticated one. In Africa, they call it AK-47. There's a different name here, but it's the same. And he says, now, look up and look down. Today is your last day. And he's not kidding. Now, if you have opportunity to collect the gun and kill him, will you kill him or not? Oh, is that the time you'll be saying, he carries the gun and he wants to kill you, I say, oh God, please, let him be saved. Oh God, let him repent. Oh God, save this soul. Is that the time you'll be praying that prayer? If you do that, then you are holier than God. You are holier than God. Because the Bible says, suffer no witch to live. That's the word of God. So you can kill anyone bewitching you. Today, they shall die for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. On this covenant day of vengeance, I decree the vengeance of God against every satanic harassment in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. But when we talk about vengeance, let your mind be opened. Now, some might be here. Hey, that sister that doesn't greet me. Go to fire. You are not firing prayer against your co-sister. You are not firing prayer. Maybe the wife is here and say, oh, my husband, I'm going to. No, that's not what we are saying. Praise the Lord. Although there are still some wicked people, you know, that they will not repent. Anyone that will not repent, no matter who they are, it's not you that you are, it's God that is stepping in for you. So you are still going to call fire. Because we have seen all manner of stuff. Somebody was going from a landlord, he just built his own house, and the landlord was not happy. So as he was going, as a parting gift, he gave him a crate of egg. That when you get home, just fry it or cook it. And I just love you. I really love you. And now this crate of egg broke and the dog licked it. And the dog began to vomit blood and died. So if he has eaten the egg, that's how he would have vomited blood and died. Say with me, wickedness. I've seen mothers that said their daughters will not be married. So what kind of mother is that? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to pray for mercy now so that, you know, if they can repent. But anyone that will not repent, this one is fire for. Say with me, enough is enough. This week, you will hear news. Anywhere, anyone that will not let you go, will go for you. Anyone that break your head, the serpent will bite. Anyone that raise a gallow for you like Haman, raise for Mordecai, he himself will be hung on the gallow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Someone said, hey, but Pastor, why are you cursing? No, I'm just saying the scripture. I'm just giving you the scriptures. Now, look at this. Even God himself cursed. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, he told Abraham, he said, whosoever that blesses you shall be what? And whoever that curses you shall be what? In Psalm 31, verse 18, he said, let the lying lips be put to silence. We speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. They say it proudly. Some will even confront you. Like I shared in the first service, there was a long time ago, there was a woman who met a lady, said, have you ever seen a snail back a baby? He said, over a dead body. Will you back a baby? Well, the only thing you need to do, God confirm my word. Because you will back your baby, but she will not see your baby. That's what he's saying. Praise the Lord. Hard word. Hard things. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, every evil pronouncement over your destiny, over your children, over your wife, over your husband, over your career, is being terminated this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. God told me this morning, he said, vengeance simply means intervention. Vengeance means intervention. And this morning I have good news for you. God has come to rescue you. God has come to intervene on your behalf. In Psalm 94, verse 21 to 23, he said, they gathered themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemned the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. Say with me, the Lord is my defense. And my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Say, do it, O God. Say, God, cut them off. Every wickedness of the wicked over my life. Over my wife. Over my children. Over my husband. Over my ministry. Over my career. Cut them off. Hallelujah. We must know that we are in the day of vengeance. When Jesus opened the Bible in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he read. I was actually reading Isaiah chapter 61. But when he got to the part of vengeance, he stopped. Because that was not time. But when the Holy Ghost came, that was the time the vengeance began fully. Shout hallelujah. So this last day is a day of vengeance. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, every harassment over your destiny shall be arrested in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is your redemptive right to invoke vengeance on every source of satanic assault against you. Say with me, it is my redemptive right. Don't be holier than God, though. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, look at what the word says. It says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I like that. It is righteous. So what we are saying this morning, that God should destroy your enemy, it is righteous to God, it's not evil. You don't say, I will not come to this church again because this is my first time and look at what they are saying. No, it is righteous. And righteousness exalts a nation. Go back to that scripture again. That's the Bible. Sin, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that troubles you shall be troubled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is a righteous thing. It is a righteous thing for God. Like I said, God cursed. He said, whoever that cursed Abraham shall be cursed. He cursed. And Jesus cursed the fig tree. Praise the Lord. Paul, under the influence of the Holy Ghost, cursed Elimas the sorcerer. This morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything you curse shall be cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ. However, a note of warning. Vengeance is divine intervention. You have to be on God's side before God can fight for you. Now, in case you are the one doing the wicked, you have to repent. If you are the one sitting on another person's destiny, you have to repent. This place is a danger zone for you if you are the one doing the wickedness. That's how vengeance may not work. If you are the one doing wickedness, vengeance is not going to work. There's a scripture I had a long time ago. James chapter 5, verse 4. James chapter 5, verse 4. It says, behold, the ire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud, cried, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbaths. So if you are the one inflicting, so people are working for you, and you are taking advantage of them, there's a God of Sabbaths. That's just an example. Now, you might be the one inflicting punishment on someone else. That is not right. You have to repent. Before God can fight for you, you have to stand on God's side. You have to be righteous. Now, in Isaiah 59, verse 1, he said, God's hand is not too short that it cannot reach you. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorting that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2, but your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that will not hear. So when you are the one that is not right, when you are the one that is doing the evil, God cannot fight for you. So this morning, you need to repent and come to the side of God. And if you operate in unforgiveness, malice, bitterness, and all of those, there is no way God, you can have divine intervention. There is no way God can fight for you. Because Jesus told the disciples, when he told them the stories of a king that, let go his servant, and the servant will not let go the others. And he said, throw that servant in the jail. And he said, so my God will do to all of you if you will not forgive anyone that sins against you. So if you are keeping malice, unforgiveness, and all of those, God cannot fight for you. If God cannot hear you, how can he intervene on your behalf? These are little foxes that spoil the vine, that stops God from intervening. But as you said to all of this morning, God will step in for you. And also, you have to operate in love. You have to operate in love. He said, hold no man anything except love. You have to operate in love. Why? Because it takes your faith in God to bring God down, and it takes love for faith to work. And with love, love never fails. So you have to operate in love. And finally, be under a prophetic covering. And thank God we are under a prophetic covering in this commission. Praise the Lord. Our father, Bishop David Oedipo, the Bible says, the work of the house of the Lord ceased by force and by power. But the prophets came. Zephaniah and all the Zechariah, the son of Iddo, and all of them. And they came and they were helping them. I decree in the name of Jesus, as you stand in this line of God this morning, there will be divine intervention for you.
Amen.
This week, there will be good news for you.
Amen.
It will be bad news in the camp of the enemy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jump to your feet this morning. Get excited. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now lift up your voice and appreciate the Lord. Give him praise and give him glory. Celebrate him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All the God of Egypt, including Pharaoh, you have seen either though today, they already drowned in the Red Sea. You shall see them again no longer. Anyone that break your head, a serpent will bite. Anyone that raise a gallop for you is being hung on it. Anyone that dig pit for you is buried in the pit already. By this praise, vengeance has already answered for you. It shall be bad news in the camp of your enemies. It shall be good news all the way through for you. Give the Lord a shout.